Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Cops say it was gang violence that ended the life of a teenager in Eisenhower Park and sent two others to the hospital.
Nassau police are saying this was a social media invite that went out to gang members about gathering at a barbecue in Eisenhower Park that was packed at the time with the warm weather. Now, an argument broke out. A 15-year-old was shot and killed. Two other people were shot and wounded. Latasha Brown's son was in the park, but thankfully not close to this particular scene, but heard the shots. She spoke with CBS 2.
He said he was just in the car and the shots came out. So he didn't tell me much. He just, you know, just said, come and get him.
The victims were not initially identified. Two people carrying guns were arrested, also waiting for information about them. Eisenhower Park remaining closed as the investigation went on this morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
NYPD Internal Affairs looking into the case of mistaken identity that now has two cops in hot water.
This was a hunt for someone who had helped sell crack cocaine to an undercover officer. Turns out police were throwing haymaker punches at the wrong guy.
They ended up putting him on the floor, face front, and one of the officers kicked him on his butt for no reason. He was already on the floor.
The officers are on modified duty, their guns and shields taken. Abilie Moran recorded the entire thing and wishes she did something more.
I wanted to throw my body against him. Everyone's saying I'm a hero. I don't feel like a hero.
Commissioner Tisch calls the video deeply disturbing. It's being investigated. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Borum Hill.
Well, the man was initially charged with resisting arrest and obstructing governmental administration, but the Brooklyn DA has declined to prosecute. Governor Hochul doubling the amount of state money for security for houses of worship and other community organizations that are at risk of being the target of hate crimes. That brings the total to $70 million for things like cameras, lighting, reinforced doors, security training, alarms, and cybersecurity protections. At the same time,
in this budget, I'm calling for a 25-foot buffer upheld by our police around places of worship.
This is different than the 100-foot buffer zone passed by the New York City Council. And while the New York Civil Liberties Union is opposed, the governor says she thinks it's reasonable.
I believe I have the right to protect people's constitutional right to free exercise of religion. And so if that needs to be tested in court, bring it on.
The NYPD says hate crimes were up by 11.7% in the first quarter of this year compared to last. 55% of those were anti-Jewish. They also say there's been a 140% increase in anti-Muslim attacks during that same time. Building workers take an expected vote that could see them walking off the job if they don't strike a new contract deal by Monday's deadline.
A sea of apartment building workers enthusiastically raised their hands for a strike, and they had the backing of Mayor Mamdani.
I know that I'm speaking to those who handle DoorDash deliveries for so many, and yet when it comes time for them to go to the grocery store, are straining to afford what they need.
32BJ is at odds with the Realty Advisory Board, but Union President Manny Pastreich says talks are ongoing.
Mostly be focused on economics and figuring out whether we can make the steps we need to get workers the raise they need, protect their health care. So
workers are prepared to walk if a deal isn't reached by midnight Monday. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Park Avenue.
A strike would affect some 34,000 doormen and women, porters and maintenance workers who work at 600,000 apartments in the city. First, a not guilty plea from the accused getaway driver. Wednesday, the same from the suspected shooter in the death of a baby in Brooklyn.
Amori Green came in limping with crutches, and the judge allowed for him to be recorded the moment he was fully seated, the prosecution asking the judge that he remain behind bars.
Killing a 7-month-old baby girl by the name of Kaori Patterson-Morth, as well as injuring her 2-year-old infant brother, Kaizen Patterson-Morth, while the family was out enjoying a warm spring day that turned into an absolute nightmare for this family.
Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez in court for a second day in a row.
And we will continue to fight to make sure that no family ever has to go through what this family went through.
Green will remain behind bars. He's due back in court on June 10th. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
Another case of people going on a subway joyride in the city. This time, they're suspected in a collision involving two park trains on the A line near the elevated 104th Street stop in Ozone Park. So far, no arrests. The trains were moved to a yard for inspection. Krispy Kreme to pay $1.6 million to settle a class action lawsuit over a November 2024 data breach. Members of the suit will each get $75. If you suffered losses because of the breach, the award is $3,500. You've got until June 22nd of this year to file a claim. Go to KrispyKremeDataSettlement.com. Some local wildlife in New Jersey has suddenly put one house on the map.
The first week after she posted that they were under there before they started coming out, really, it was like paparazzi here. Cars driving by, people walking by. Oh, where are the bears? It's not a zoo.
That neighbor talking to ABC 7 about the mama bear and her four cubs who set up a den under a house in Oakland. Homeowner Veronica O'Brien Lim says they suddenly emerged on Tuesday and have been going through people's trash. She called New Jersey Fish and Wildlife, but dealing with them is not that simple.
If they haze the mother out, she would possibly run and abandon the cubs. Or if they tranquilized her and caught the cubs, they would have to find, create a new den for them nearby.
Well, one cub got stuck trying to come out. Officials had to help that little guy. Officials have advised the Lim family to board up that space where the bears were hibernating. Another move to formally give bodega cats their rightful place in the Big Apple.
I think this is one of those rare issues where common sense and popular opinion are totally aligned. If something's already happening everywhere, I think good policy is about managing it instead of pretending that it doesn't exist.
Staten Island Councilmember Frank Morano telling 1010 Winds he's introduced a bill that builds on one up in Albany.
It's a small bill, but it's a very New York solution to a very New York issue. I think the bodega cats have been doing their job. Now it's time for those of us in government to do ours.
Their job?
They are on the front lines in the city's war on rats.
Well, the legislation would not only legalize them, but would make sure they're looked after.
We take health and safety very seriously, and I don't think the bill ignores that at all. It addresses that very thing.
That includes city-supported free vaccinations as well as spay and neuter.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.